This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Four full starts today, so that 12th man here can really make a difference, can it?
Yeah, that, and then I think just our front four. You know, you have to be able to get off the ball. You know, you have a guy like Jerry or Kyle in front of you. If you don't have a good get off, those guys are going to beat you on the edge. So that, with the combination of our fans being loud, was huge for us because those penalties made them back up and knocked them out of field goal range, I think, once for sure.
Yeah, there was about a dozen players taking a knee during the national anthem. Can you just take us through maybe the discussions before the game and through that moment?
Yeah, you know, obviously it was in response to our president's comments as far as calling people that were peacefully protesting SOBs. And for me, with the backdrop being Charlottesville and calling neo-Nazis and KKK members, you know, fine people, and it's making that comparison and drawing a hard line versus NFL players for doing something peaceful, really touched me. Because the guys that are taking a knee are trying to bring awareness to some social injustice and inequalities that we have in this country. Doesn't mean that they're not patriots. Doesn't mean that they don't love their country, because we do. We have great privileges here. But as members, being a U.S. citizen, I also want to call, bring attention to things that need change. And today I kneeled. I won't continue to kneel, but I just wanted to kneel to show those guys that I had their back and that we're with them. But I'm also with our military. I'm also with our country. But I don't think you can put us all in just a box and you have to draw a line. I have to be either for my country or for social justice. I think I can be for everything. And that's the point we want to get across, love and equality.
I'm sorry to cut you off. How concerned are you that some people out there don't understand what this protest is exactly about?
You can't please everybody. You can explain where you're at, and they're either going to hear you or they're not going to hear you. I think if you have talked to people that have kneeled, Michael Bennett has done a great job explaining why he's doing it. And if you don't understand it, then that's just where you're at. I mean, we can't change everybody's minds. But it's some guys on this team that won't kneel. We have several guys that said, I don't want to do it. But it's all about respecting people's opinions and perspective. But we still love each other. And that's what this country's all about. And I think that's what those guys are doing as far as trying to change it.
What was that discussion like with those teammates and knowing that there would be some guys who did it and some guys who didn't when all this came to a head and you had to kind of decide as a team what to do?
It was great understanding. It was open dialogue. What I really appreciate was our owners being in that room, our GM, and supporting us. You know, obviously, Terry Pegula came up poor, and he hasn't forgotten where he comes from. So he did a great job as far as relating with us and allowing to use our platform and really his organization to stand on to make a statement. A lot of respect for him, because a lot of owners don't have to do that or didn't do that. But again, it was an open forum, great dialogue, great understanding. I think everybody felt like something needed to be done, and we just came to some guys would kneel as long as we were all together, and that was the key. You know, we have different opinions, come from different backgrounds, but at the end of the day, we respect each other enough to still love on each other, even though we see things differently.
Those sons of bitches sounded condescending and almost racist. Yes, racist to me.
Yes, I mean, it was, I don't know. The closest you could walk up against it without saying it, because obviously the majority of players that are kneeling are African American. And to make it personal, like I took a knee today, does that mean I'm an SOB now? Is my mom a B? Everybody that knows, my mom, no. I mean, so I think people that have a platform, make a lot of money, you need to stand and use your platform. That's what it's all about. I have a huge voice, and if I see something going on, that's what leadership is all about, stepping up for those that don't have a voice, and that's what God's doing around the league. And so either you understand or you don't, but I'm not here to change everybody's mind. I'm going to do what I think is right, and I thought today was a great way to kneel and show the guys that are doing it for their causes that we're with them, I support them.
What do you expect going forward?
Yesterday, was it your idea to have the meeting?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure that everybody was on the same page. Nobody was caught off guard. I have a lot of respect for what Sean and the Bagulas are trying to do here, and I just wanted to get out and open and making sure that we had an open dialogue so it didn't become a distraction and take away from the game. We addressed it beforehand versus we doing it, and everybody's like, what's going on? What's happening? and then there's no solidarity in it. So we just made sure that we communicated, and that was something Sean said very on. You know, I support you guys. I want you guys to do it, but if you have an issue, just come to me first, and that's what we did yesterday.
What do you expect going forward now?
You know, I don't know. I think some guys will maybe continue to kneel or raise a fist. I won't. I mean, I respect the military and all that, and I think a lot of that's a distraction. If you kneel, it doesn't mean that you're not against it. But today I wanted to kneel just to show that I was with the guys that are doing it on a consistent basis. And I think you just got to continue to work in the community, still doing that, mentoring the young people, trying to show them the right way to go about it. Because that's another thing, you know, we talk to these kids every day about, you know, in the inner city, you know, don't be violent, don't go out and tear stuff up, do things the right way. And then our president says something crazy when people are doing that, being peaceful about it. So it's almost like a, you know, what do I tell them? So today I was trying to be an example to them as well. You know, it's just a complicated issue, and it's not going to all work itself out in one kneel or tomorrow, next week. It's an ongoing thing, but we just have to make sure that we continue to give back and get into the kids and the community and continue to talk about it. So I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with it. Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen. I mean, people are not going to agree with this, and I don't expect everybody to. You know, I don't agree with everybody's opinions and the way they live their life either, but it's all about loving, understanding, and, you know, having an open, positive dialogue about things and trying to come to an understanding. You don't have to agree, but just come to an understanding and respect for each other.
Were there any teammates who were really against the idea of kneeling or protesting?
I mean, some guys didn't want to kneel. Nobody said they were against somebody else doing it. They just said they wouldn't do it for themselves. And that's what we expected. I think that was even the bigger part of us doing it today. Saw some guys kneel, some guys stand, some guys maybe held their fists, but we're all locked arms. And I think that's the picture of what we want to see this country about, because nobody's ever going to feel the same way about every single issue. But if there's some respect and love in there and understanding, we can love each other and get along each and every single day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.